week on The Marquee, we spend the holiday weekend with cowboys and Indians and ruthless supervillains. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, Pirates of the Caribbean director Gore Verbinski reteams with Johnny Depp for the remake of The Lone Ranger. Tonto, played by Depp, recounts John Reed's transformation from an ordinary lawman into the mask-wearing crime fighter that rides a brilliant white horse. It goes off the rails, sometimes literally, a couple different times, but I think its target audience will enjoy this Western throwback.
Gru and his minions return this week in the animated sequel, Despicable Me 2. Since becoming the adoptive dad of three adorable orphans, Gru has retired from life as a bad guy. But the threat of a ruthless new villain causes him to come out of retirement to help the Anti-Villain League. The sequel may not be quite as memorable as the 2010 original, but it's still both action-packed and adorable, making it a great choice for family movie night.
Opening at the Drexel, a successful Israeli-Palestinian surgeon's life is turned upside down in the attack. While having dinner in Tel Aviv, a bomb explodes, killing 19, including his beloved wife. An investigation of the bombing suggests she was responsible, and he must start his own investigation to prove her innocence.
Opening at the Gateway, the thriller Compulsion stars Heather Graham as a gifted chef who uses her culinary creations to control those around her. When she meets her new neighbor, a former child star played by Carrie Ann Moss, she sets her sights on a new victim.
The plainly titled documentary How to Make Money Selling Drugs takes a candid look at what it takes to make it in the dangerous but highly profitable drug industry. Written and directed by David Simon, creator of the hit HBO series The Wire.
In the indie drama Just Like a Woman, Sienna Miller stars as a Chicago housewife who leaves her troubled life behind and sets out to compete in a belly dancing competition in Santa Fe. Or, for summer action and adventure on a budget, head to Carriage Place this holiday weekend to check out M. Night Shyamalan's After Earth, Michael Bay's Pain and Gain, or The Hangover Part 3. Well, my pick this week is an easy one. Despicable Me 2 may not be quite as cohesive or as memorable as its predecessor, but its brilliant mix of action and romance, of kid-friendly comedy and parent-friendly references, makes it a fun-filled adventure for audiences of all ages.
I wasn't blown away by The Lone Ranger or Despicable Me 2, but I didn't despise them either. They both have their fair share of flaws, including being a bit too long, but I was mildly entertained nevertheless.
Or if your holiday weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases. Like Six Souls. Julianne Moore stars as a psychiatrist who begins working with a patient whose multiple personalities are all murder victims, causing her to search for more information about her patient and his mysterious past.
Star Trek Deep Space Nine's Alexander Siddig stars in the Taken-ish action thriller Inescapable. A former Syrian intelligence officer must travel to Damascus to find his kidnapped daughter. Joshua Jackson and Marissa Tomei co-star. If you're in the mood for some more classic Blu-ray fare, then be sure to check out Mel Brooks's The Producers, John Landis's The Kentucky Fried Movie, or The Trouble with Harry from iconic director Alfred Hitchcock.
Well, we don't have a lot of great options this week, so I'll give my Blu-ray pick to the original Despicable Me. It's a family-friendly adventure that gets funnier with each viewing. Be sure to check it out before taking the family to see the sequel.
I'm in the same boat as Kristen this week, so I'll actually take her up on her recommendation and try and watch the original Despicable Me. I've already committed one of the cardinal sins of movie watching by seeing the sequel before the original, but better late than never, right?
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Immature Adults and Another Threat on Poor Old Planet Earth. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week,
hi-ho silver away.